You're listening to WILO AM 580, HD1 and HD3 Urbana, also FM 90.9. I'm Reginald Hardwick, News and Public Affairs Director at Illinois Public Media. And we are bringing you a special report on potentially life-threatening severe weather in central Illinois. I'm joined in the studio with meteorologist Andrew Pritchard, and we have a severe thunderstorm warning just issued for the Champaign-Urbana area. Tell us about that and also the tornado warning in our area.
All right, so at 9:34, here we go. As promised, a confirmed large and extremely dangerous tornado was located over Cowden, or 11 miles southwest of Shelbyville, moving northeast at 60 miles per hour. This is a particularly dangerous situation. This is a PDS tornado warning. We very rarely see this issue. This is when, we have a confirmed large, dangerous tornado in progress with this storm. And again, near the Herrick area, this is going to be moving toward Cowden along Highway 28 and eventually towards Strasburg, Stewardson, Shelbyville. You're in the warning there. It looks like at current trajectory, the tornado would pass just south of Shelbyville, but you're going to bear the brunt of the supercell thunderstorm in Shelbyville. So large hail possible here. We've got radar indicated hail up to maybe an inch. And then, you know, heavy rains and gusty winds, dangerous lightning going to be impacting you there in Shelbyville. You'll be in the core of that storm here very shortly and continuing to see debris lofted on the radar with this supercell as the potential tornado moves away from the Herrick area and begins to approach you in the Cowden area and just north of Cowden. Again, between Shelbyville and Cowden, approaching Strasburg and Stewardson is where we have this tornado in progress right now. And then you head further to the north. Again, storms beginning to approach the Interstate 57 corridor. We've got that severe thunderstorm warning for Champaign County and then into northwestern Vermilion County, portions of eastern Piatt County.
For those of you listening to us on AM 580 the rest of the evening, we've been saying charge your cell phones if you're to the east of these storms. Get those bicycle helmets to put on your head in case you need to seek shelter because you want to protect your head if you're in a tornado in the path of a tornado-worn storm. And prepare to go to your safe place, whether it's a closet, bathroom, basement on a lower level, away from windows, and in the interior part of your home. If you are on the road right now on I-74, just not a good place to be, right, Andrew? Just what should those folks do if you're thinking about going from Decatur to Champaign or Champaign to Danville?
Sure, yeah. If you had plans to travel along Interstate 72, I want to put those plans on the back burner. Whether or not you end up with those severe weather impacts, you've got heavy rain, lightning, you know, overspreading the entire area. We've got rain and lightning in the Danville area. We've had that going on in Champaign-Urbana for a while. So just really a nasty day for travel. So it does look like this first line of storms, you know, it is going to clear the Champaign-Urbana area within the hour. All right, I'm looking at the radar, and I'm going to call it here. I think we got a tornado in progress near or just south of Windsor. This is along Highway 16, approaching Mattoon-Charleston. This would also approach the very small community of Gays on Highway 16. And then eventually, no tornado warning in effect for the Mattoon-Charleston area. But this one, it looks like we're actually getting that now. So that's good news. Let me wait for this to pop up because looking at the radar, I think it's very likely we have a tornado in progress near or just south of Windsor, and that's going to be approaching Mattoon-Charleston.
And the Weather Service just warned for the tornado warning in Mattoon, including Oakland, okay. Mattoon, and Newman, until 10:30.
I'll likely get that here on my screen very shortly. So again, that you know, it's if you've been listening, you've been hearing me talk about this storm, so it's not news to you in Mattoon-Charleston. Once I get this warning up, I'll give you the details on it. But you do have a tornado warning now that's been issued for the Mattoon area. I've got a new radar scan, and there is certainly a tornadic circulation between Windsor and Gays on Highway 16. This one is going to be making its way toward the Mattoon area in the next 10 minutes or so. So if you're listening to me in Mattoon, you're in your shelter now or you're heading toward it. If you're on the road here in the Interstate 57 area between Neoga and Humboldt, At 9:55, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Mattoon, moving northeast at 80 miles per hour. This dangerous storm will be near Charleston and Humboldt at 10:05 p.m., Raritan around 10:10, Oakland and Hinsboro around 10:15 p.m. Other locations in the path of this tornadic thunderstorm include Newman. This also includes Interstate 57 between mile markers 189 and 202. And again, as I pull up the radar here, my latest scan is 4 minutes old now, 9:53 p.m. It does appear there is a tornado in progress between Windsor and Gays. This is likely knocking on your door, though, in Mattoon, Charleston here. The storm is moving at 80 miles per hour. So by the time I get a radar scan, and it's 4 minutes old, the storm is already maybe 10 to 15 miles further than I have in front of me. So Mattoon, Charleston, you got to be seeking shelter right now. Humboldt, you're seeking shelter as well. Surrounding towns there, if you're near the Mattoon area, you live along Highway 16. If you live along Highway 7, I need you to be seeking shelter right now. We've likely got a tornado in progress approaching the area.
I'm Reginald Hardwick, News and Public Affairs Director at Illinois Public Media. I'm joined in studio with meteorologist Andrew Pritchard. And a reminder that if you do need to get away from the radio and go into a sturdy room, you can pull us up on the phone. Go to the WILL app, click AM 580, or you can listen to us on your browser, will.illinois.edu or illinoisnewsroom.org. Again, we're under a tornado watch until 2 a.m. here in central Illinois, and we have a couple of active tornado warnings, and I want to get back to Andrew to update us where those are right now.
All right. So, yeah, let's do that. Let's pull it up, and we'll look at the current tornado that is in progress right now, moving through the Gays area, approaching Mattoon on Highway 16, that in Coles County. This one, again, moving at 80 miles per hour. So I've got a radar image here that shows it just knocking on the door of you in Mahomet. This was at 9:56. This storm was 5 miles away. So you know what? If you're in Mattoon, this storm is likely on you now, the tornadic portion of that storm. And again, looking at the radar, it does appear that we likely have a tornado ongoing with that storm as well. And then extending off to the north, we've got the very strong winds that are approaching or moving through the Champaign, Urbana area and the rest of Champaign County. It looks like I just got a message here in the last minute or so near Central High School. They're starting to get some downpour and winds in Champaign. So that's kind of on the west side of Champaign. It'll quickly spread across the rest of the Champaign-Urbana metro here as we head through the next probably 5 to 10 minutes. Again, these storms moving very rapidly, and they'll probably be out of the Champaign-Urbana area as we approach maybe 10:15 or 10:30. It sounds like I can hear some rain and maybe some winds on the roof here above us as these storms start to impact us here in Champaign-Urbana. Yeah, and I'm also seeing now, this was expected, but I'm getting more and more damage reports coming out of the Mattoon area. We've got a report here 3 miles northwest of Mattoon. A house was severely damaged with people trapped inside. Also, we've got a report here 3 miles southeast of Coles. Train spotter reported a machine shed was destroyed and numerous power lines were blown down near 800 North and 200. I'm guessing that would be 200 East there. And then, of course, we had the report of semis that were blown down just west of Mattoon as well. I've got a report of a semi that was blown over near the Rural King distribution 3 miles west-northwest of Mattoon. So, you know, we're starting to fill in some of the gaps here where it appears we had a tornado that tracked from in or just, you know, near Windsor up toward Gays and then west and north of Mattoon. So how long this tornado remained on the ground, whether it made it up toward Interstate 57, I haven't got any new reports yet. If you can provide any insight there on, you know, Highway 45 between Humboldt and Mattoon or Interstate 57 just east of that. We're looking for some reports here to see how long this tornado was in progress. But that right there is, you know, at least a 10-mile, tornado track here from Windsor to northwest of Mattoon from this storm that moved through Shelby County into far southern Moultrie and then western Coles County. We're, again, starting to get some of those damage reports coming in. We continue to look off to the west, watching the next round of storms. This is kind of a bowing line of storms that is, again, marching right back down the same corridor that was just impacted by that tornado. So, you know, as you get towards Shelbyville, you got another storm knocking on your door here that, again, no warning in effect across Shelby County, but the potential for severe weather with that storm that currently extends from Pena down toward Herrick, and then it kind of curves down to the south into the west along Interstate 70 with a very strong storm with some rotation in it near Pocahontas on Interstate 72. That's approaching Greenville, Mulberry Grove, Pleasant Mound, and eventually toward Vandalia. So the Interstate 70 corridor remains under the gun here.